This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And it is good! Right down the middle! Perfect snap, perfect hold, and never a doubt from Carnero.
Kirby Smart won all the close ones in the regular season.
Carnero was really good for them, their field goal kicker. Mike, what'd you think?
What'd you think of Sean McDonough?
Well, I mean, he just got the award for best broadcaster.
He did.
I mean, I will give him credit. I mean, part of my problems I have with Gus, you can't do the whole game like this! And that's what Gus Johnson does. And McDonough keeps the moments that are big, and he makes them big. You know, he keeps, oh, the George is struggling right now. You really feel the moment. He's right. I mean, like, the voice, I'll never get past the voice, but he's really, in a generation where the talent, I think, is not really what it used to be in announcing, Sean really does a good job. He sets the stage. He can do all sports, baseball, hockey. He used to do hoops in college back in the day.
I did.
I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, I did too. And congratulations on the award. He's been nominated before, but
well, thank you.
He wins that award. Dogs lose last night. I want you to hear Kirby before I criticize him. Look, again, you had a 21-12 lead at halftime. Okay, these games always come down the second half. Remember how Georgia outplayed Ole Miss at home in the fourth quarter? How good Gunner was? What they did defensively against Chambliss and that Ole Miss offense? Earlier in the season, that didn't happen because they made the necessary adjustments this time around. Here's Kirby talking about the game itself.
It's an incredible college football game. It's what the CFP was built for, to have battles like that. And that was basically every conference game we had this year. I felt like every game was like that one, back, forth, plays being made all over. And a lot of credit goes to Ole Miss. The defensive improvements they made, they played much better and tougher and more physical on defense, created some problems for us, and their quarterback is just incredible. I mean, he does an unbelievable job of not giving up sacks and making plays with his legs, and they made, you know, more plays than we did. And I got to be honest, that's part of football. They made more and out-executed us, out-coached us, out-played us, but I enjoyed that game and that atmosphere. I am proud of our team. I'm sick that we lost, and there's things I would love to go back and do differently, but I'm just so proud of the way our guys competed when down 10 and just didn't finish it.
So go back and change things. You go forward on 4th and 2 at your own 33-yard line, and I'm at home going, no! Kirby, right. Just kick the ball. What are we doing now? Being aggressive is one thing, but the problem was, guys, there was no flow to this offense. You were struggling to make those plays. So an aggressive call turned into a disaster because Gunner Stockton, you know, he fumbles on the play. The play was doomed before it even started, and now Kirby has said since the ball was not supposed to be snapped.
But that's – and you and I said, look, I'm not – you guy hit me up the text. Are you calling Kirby a liar? Well, okay, I think he's lying. I'll say it. You want me to say it? I'll say it. I think he's stretching the truth a little bit. Carl and I said it would be like, you know, the scene in A Few Good Men. I run my unit how I run my unit. Jack Nicholson's character.
That's right.
The colonel. MP guards the colonel. He knew every aspect. Colonel Jessup knew everything that was going on at Gitmo. Kirby knows every aspect. How did that happen? How does that get communicated that the ball's then snapped? It doesn't make any sense. You know, yeah, you can do some boneheaded things, you know, like the legendary Justin Fields fake punt, all the stupid things, you know, there's some things that happen, but this one is like, wait a minute, you're beyond that. You're established. You are Nick Saban now. So that one didn't make sense. I also hated the fact, and the excuse was They didn't want to give up points before the halftime. But with a minute 43 and a bunch of timeouts to burn, and Gunnar Stockton, who's beat the Volunteers, who's beat Texas, who's come back to beat Bama in convincing fashion, let the man cook. To me, that was some chicken blank, really weak sauce to not try to exploit that and to go into a shell before halftime, and it came back to bite you.
So that play happens, right? You botch that play on your own 33-yard line. They only need to go 23 yards, two plays. They take a 34-24.
And Trinidad Chambliss, as you said, we were talking earlier, Carl, he's on a heater.
He is,
this
man.
Guy was talking about in the zone.
He definitely is. I mean, there was a point in last night's game, I think he had 9 or 10 completions in a row. I mean, he was on one. So the Bulldogs come back and respond, guys. We're talking about the Sugar Bowl last night. Dogs lose with an opportunity to go to the semifinal game. But they score a touchdown on the next drive, and then you force a three and out. Georgia gets the ball back to tie the game. You're like, okay, we're here. But then fast forward, and these are the moments. So Kirby and company face, there's a minute and 4 left in the game. Ole Miss out of timeouts. Mm. Georgia facing a 3rd and goal from Ole Miss's 6-yard line. You throw for the win rather than running the football to possibly milk more time off the clock. They have no timeouts. Stockton's pass to Oscar Delp, incomplete, stopping the clock with 59 seconds. Now, some of you are going to say, well, that didn't matter because it went down to the end. Mike, the last 6 seconds were even crazy, but these are the moments where you go, clock management. We always talk about this. Run the ball. They have no timeouts. Let that thing run down as far as you possibly can.
Right. We're going to talk to Mike Griffith about this coming up. I'm sure he's got some strong opinions from Dog Nation. That'll be later in the show. But, yeah, it's just Gunnar Stockton made some plays. He took incredible hits. I mean, he took
punishment.
The Taj Chambers hit, and what obviously had Dog fans, and I was talking to Dog fans last night on social media, you know, Ja'Cory Thomas gets ejected for the hit on Caden Lee, and they call that targeting, and he leads with his shoulder because it's not the friggin' Matrix. The receiver ducks down. There's got to be some context to this penalty. You got to grade it. Make it a 15-yarder, but don't eject the kid. And then he miss. I guess it doesn't matter now, the first half of the next game. There is no game this year.
No.
But Gunnar Stockton's hit. How can you not say that's defenseless? Taj Chambers rocks him into tomorrow, and he's thoroughly defenseless. There's no call on that, but it's all about leading with the crown of the helmet. Or in this case, I thought the Big Ten officials missed a bunch of calls. They missed an egregious holding penalty on Ole Miss. That's when Kirby was running down the sideline on the running touchdown. And then they missed a face mask on Georgia. So Big Ten officials were not good last night, but it didn't matter because Trinidad was just better. I mean, look, this kid was making plays all over the place. Trinidad Chambliss looked like, I said to Carl, reminded me of Mike Vick in the second half against Florida State in that Sugar Bowl in 99.
Yeah, I lost money on that. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the Dogs. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929.
But I don't buy the excuse. How does that happen in Kirby Smart's Georgia Bulldog team in 2025?
I don't either. Here was the direct quote. He said, yeah, we screwed that up a little bit. This is Kirby. He said we had a misfire there. It was a changeup from the look we had done twice, and we knew teams were going to sit back and not honor us because we had not snapped it on those plays in two different locations, two different times. So he's saying if they had watched the tape, Ole Miss, they knew if we lined up in this formation that we weren't going to snap it. And he says, and the ball was not supposed to be snapped in that situation. That's on us, the coaches. That's what Kirby said about going forward on 4th and 2 from Georgia's own 33-yard line. The reason I'm complaining about running the clock down, just understand that it would have given the ball back to Ole Miss with about 20 seconds remaining. Instead of the 56 seconds remaining, which allowed Chambliss, to have plenty of time to march them down for the game-winning field goal. Follow me?
Right.
Run the clock down as much as you can. And Kirby, in his defense, said, look, we wanted to score a touchdown. We were going for the win. So I think we're on the 3 or 4, wanted to score a touchdown. We want to get the win. Book says go win the game. He's talking about that little card that they go by, okay?
Right.
And then he says, we talked about it in between, meaning the time that we had. We thought by calling a timeout, run it. They don't have any timeouts. Ease the clock down. Playing for a tie, you do that. If you're playing for a tie, this is his explanation. He says, but we weren't. We were going for the win. Either way, you left plenty of time on the clock for them to go down and score. That's coaching to me.
Right. And we talked about, you know, Mike Bobo. We said he did a fantastic job this year. I think you look at Zach Branch the way you look at Ja'Marr Chase. I know he's in the slot, and he may or may not come back. I think he could probably use a little more polish, but the guy is so athletic. Give him if he's got eight touches, give him 15.
He's a dude.
I mean, you've got to find a way. And I was talking to Randy Mack during the game last night. I'm like, you're telling me even the pressure is so intense they can't find a way to get him the ball. I mean, I'm not talking those bubble screens. I'm talking slants, other ways, reverses. All, you know, there's got to be some ways to get Absolutely. Your playmakers the ball.
The other thing we talked about, Golden goes off on his defense before the half. And, you know, good old fashioned defensive coordinator losing his mind, now head coach. They got adjustments. They gave up the edge was given up. No, they didn't give up the edge, Carl, in the second half. And then they were seeing things like the design draw plays where Gunner's going to fake it and then draw. That was going nowhere. And I thought Bobo went to that about four times, at least too many in the second half. I just, and the tight ends, you know, it's something that Greg McElroy brought up on the broadcast. They tried to get it to Lucky there, and but they forgot about the tight ends for half the game.
All right, so let me ask you this, because, you know, again, hindsight's 20/20. I still think Kirby Smart's the best coach in college football. We're talking about specifics right. in this game.
This just wasn't his best work.
It wasn't. Pete outcoached him last night, Mike?
Yes. Okay. You got outcoached by a guy head coaching in his second game. A guy, think about this long and hard. You got Joe Judge as part of the brain trust on Ole Miss.
Oh, he is.
I mean, the worst coach in the history of the Giants, and that's saying something. So, I mean, and that's why it's so hard right now. I don't know anybody aside from Georgia fans that are in their bag right now that's not pulling for Ole Miss. And this plucky story, and Charlie Weiss Jr., he's in Baton Rouge today because you got to get all your portal guys transferred into LSU. They got to get ready. The game is in less than a week. Thursday, they play Miami. I don't know how Ole Miss pulls off another win like this with the coaching staff in flux the way it is. It's crazy.
No Bama, no Dogs, no Ohio State. New blood. And a lot of people around the country are digging it. Some are not. But when we talk about surprises and the NCAA tournament, this is it. You just got it with Indiana. That's your Cinderella, right? Oregon's never won it. And now you're talking about, you know, a Miami team that hadn't been there in 20 years. Again, this is anybody's ball game at this point. And Mike's right. Like, I can't – even though they may be the fourth team as far as the odds are concerned, or maybe it is Ole Miss, Mike, considering where they're at, I can't count Miami out. Like, they just keep finding a way, and we're going to see what happens. That's going to be the Fiesta Bowl. And then if Miami advances, understand, they're playing the national championship in their home stadium. If that was to happen, it's Dukes and Bell. Gunner last night, 18-31, 204 yards, a touchdown. He did have two rushes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Touchdowns last night, but as we mentioned, Ole Miss's quarterback threw for 362.
Again, you mentioned it, Ferris State, where he wins the Division II championship. Love the kid. Love the energy and the attitude afterwards here in the interview. It was just, man, you wish you could see this kid play again on this, you know, this kind of stage. I think he's further down the road. Who was the kid that left Florida to go? Anthony Richardson, who went to Indianapolis.
That's right.
This kid's further down the road, I think, than him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.